It's 10:05, and thank you everyone for being here. Pam Bonner, would you call the roll, please?
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Huggins.
Here.
Senator McKinnon. Senator Machicki. Senator McGuire. Representative Chenault.
Here.
Representative Hawker.
Here.
Representative Johnson.
Here.
Representative Keto.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Newman.
Here.
Representative Thompson.
Here.
Vice Chair Heron.
Here.
Chair Stevens.
Here.
13 members present.
Okay, thank you all for being with us. We're going to go into the executive session. I want to make a point, though, that all legislators who are in the room, please stay. Glad to have you here, and please be involved in your questions you have as we proceed here. So, and you may want to move up front, too, so we can identify you. Thank you for being
Chairman
here.
Chairman Stevens?
Yes, who's this?
This is Senator Mike Dunleavy. I'm calling from Delta. Would I be allowed to be in the executive session? There's no one in the room with me.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I think Senator Machicki will be calling in soon as well. So that's a good point. And anyone who's online, please make sure that once we're in executive session that you are the only person in the room, okay?
Senator Stevens, right. Representative Sadler here also, but by myself. Would like to
okay, thank you so much, Representative Sadler. For motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that legislative council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 to discuss a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential, to allow council to receive legal advice in the form of attorney-client communications from legal counsel. I would ask that the following individuals remain in the room: Pam Varney, Katrina Matheny, Doug Gardner, Kate Glover, Megan Wallace, Suzanne Cunningham, Chad Hutchinson, Mark Higgins, Tom Wright, Grace Abbott, Susan Wallen, Stacy Stone, with Holmes, Wendell, Barkoff, and any technical staff that are needed. In addition, the following individuals can remain online via teleconference: Linda Hay, Aaron Murphy, Edmund LaCour with Bancroft LLC, and Tim Keever with Holmes, Wendell, Barkoff. We also welcome any legislators that are not on Ledge Council to attend in person or online.
Thank you, Representative Heron. Is there any objection to that motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Johnson.
Could I have a appear to that? Senator McKinnon's staff, she is not here, but I understand she's supposed to be here in contact with the senator.
And she'll be online or present?
Well, she's, my understanding was she would be here. She's not, but if she does come in, I'd hate for her to be excluded.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. She'll be included in that motion. Representative Newman.
May I request that my chief of staff, Rick Starrick, be able to remain in the room?
Certainly. That's acceptable. Anybody else we need to add to our list?
Yes, Representative Thompson, can I have my chief of staff, Jane Pearson, be in the room?
Jane Pearson, Representative Thompson. Okay, thanks. Thank you. Yes, certainly.
And this is Representative Matt Clayman. I'll be online and no one else is in the room with me.
Thank you, Representative Clayman.
And this is Shelley Hughes. I'm also online. No one is with me.
Thank you, Representative Hughes.
And this is Representative Ortiz, also online, no one with me.
Thank you, Representative Ortiz. Anyone else? Then if there's no objection, it's going to be a pretty large group, but it's an important issue. I'm glad you're all here.
Mr. Chair, I'm online also.
Yeah,
hey, Mr. Chair, so when you said nobody else, I realized I better jump in. This is Rep. Keller, nobody else in the room. I'm online, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, if there's no objection to those people that have been mentioned, then we'll move on into our executive session. Pam?
And this meeting is adjourned.